Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, in this rainy Saturday a.m. in the Northwest, again doing my thing. This is our clap back episode. We are screaming at any and everything, things we've heard in the news. And I always say that it doesn't always have to be negative. It can be positive. You know, but it's just rare that you want to clap back at something positive. You know what I mean? But you can scream on it if you want to bring something out, like, you know, it was good to see this, or, you know, to hear that. I'm with that. But, again, this is the clap back episode. We will be talking about all the things going on in the world, man, and, you know, it's just a lot happening. You know, I want to open up because, of course, y'all know I do my music according to the shows. I try to anyway. So the music that I'm playing today is definitely each one is a clap back at something. So I have to play this. I wanted to open up with this because this is just, you know, how I do. And it's the clap back show. So you got to open up with this.
On this one, you know, yeah, it's real. Hussein, what's happening, nigga? I see you. Alright, the shadow is popping back. Yeah, my nigga, 01 in the motherfucking house. Oh, where's Jody in the house? Jody, my nigga, Cadillac. Scotty, what up? Black Cat, what up? I like to work from all my niggas to the world famous Murder Inc. show. Big shout to all my Queens niggas, all my Staten Island niggas, all my Uptown niggas, all my Brooklyn niggas, all my Bronx niggas, yeah. All my Jersey niggas, you know. All my we doing it real niggas. Big right here. All my money niggas. This is common say to all the ones that do. They call me the mighty rule. How you living? This real shit we talking. I wanna ask all my gangsta niggas a real question. What do you do? Yeah. When niggas spit at you?
Clap back, we gon' clap back. We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Taking the wall, nigga!
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Taking the wall, nigga!
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Taking the wall, nigga!
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Fuckin' be howlin' about room, nigga, here's the real. I pop the top like champagne bottles to chill, or nothing but ice. Now I send it up to the greatest and tell him I'm nice too. Plus push some nice goals and ink roll like dudes, man. I'm OG Bobby J and we slingin' soccer fields, yeah. They don't respect that, or get your mind around and get it pushed back. Yeah, I don't want that. I send them to the mob, I keep it my bitches bouncy for sure. In the club with no gun, got them taking it all.
Can't help that,
I'm that nigga that puts it down with a hit. Sassin' them up in the mind, asking them home in the throwback. West 44 Lakers, let's make no mistakes when these F's take place. What's the procedure with a gun in your face when you got one in your waist? Let's cop back, nigga. Hey, I'm
come on, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Let's take it to war, nigga.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Let's take it to war, nigga.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Let's take it to war, nigga.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
We gon' clap back. Room up. Popping the bubble, when shit get ugly, I hug the stuff close, man. But usually, used to see your bitches dancing on some freak shit, trying to ride my dick. I can handle it, as long as they manage to get their ass in front of my dick and dance to make for more chance. I'm catching hate from a glance, but I'm a giant, these niggas is their ass. I'm stopping my winning chance, these bitches the backhand. Give shit, it's not realistic, your game is heavy, not get it twisted. I'm young, black, and gifted, but still at the bottom, and stuck somewhere between Gomorrah and Sodom. I'm here to make this rap shit hotter. Fuck the dog, beware of rules, I'm the problem. I'm the procedure with a gun in your face. When you got one in your waist, just cop back, nigga. Hey, I'm
come on, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Let's take it to war, nigga.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Take it to war, nigga.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Take it to war, nigga.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Take it to war, nigga. Like Bush is dumb, I'ma find out what him lies. He's hotter than bomb first. It could be much worse. I could be hotter than your scrubs. Mask and gloves, unhot to burn that ass up. I'd rather be bossed up with a bunch of bras. The preacher's daughter, screaming out, fuck the Lord. I may have struck the chord with the Christians, but y'all got the freakiest bitches out of all the religions. And God sent me his blessing to handle my business on these wakes to snitches. Let the need to blow kisses. This is something I miss. He gon' meet the mistress and clap that boy like Birdman and Cliff. Niggas all over my dick like hoes. I'm the star of these shows. I must be as hot as they come. What's the procedure with a gun in your face? When you got one in your face, it's cocked back. Nigga, air your face. Come on.
Clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Take your ball, nigga.
We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Take your ball, nigga.
We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Take your ball, nigga.
We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Come on, nigga. Yeah. My nigga Zeno and this motherfucker.
Buck 89, what's up, baby?
Break it down, nigga. Break it down.
Nigga Barry's in the motherfucking house.
Queens and this motherfucker,
you know.
All my Jersey niggas, all my Boston niggas, all my Brooklyn niggas. Brooklyn son, what up?
Yeah. Holla at me, man.
We clap it back on everything that you have seen, heard, whatever in the news, in your personal life. Clap back at it. This is what it is. And since we opened up with that clap back song, and it's hip hop, and you know a lot of people don't know that that was Ja Rule coming out with the clapback song. That was his diss actually to Eminem. He was coming at Eminem on that song. A lot of people don't know that. I'm gonna open up with a clapback, but first let me introduce the beautiful co-host, Miss La in the AM. How you doing, La La?
Hey, good morning. I want to start it off because I'm an R&B chick with a real quick rest in peace to Tristo Pearson, Tristo of the Fourth Indies. So. Shout out
Rest
to a
D's.
Legend. Good morning, y'all.
Yes. For some D's, that's my joint, too, man. Oh, tender love. Oh, man. Anyway.
Rest in peace, Tristo.
I'm definitely clapping back. So if y'all don't know, I'm going to put you on. So Game and Meek Mill's got beef right now. And I guess at a concert recently, Game decided to say, I just want to fight Meek Mill's head up. No, I ain't talking about no rap stuff. I just want to beat him up. You know, I guess because Meek Mill's posted the video or did a video, and in that video he shows the Game on you know, a lot of people don't know Game was on Change Your Heart, and Game went on. Remember that TV show Change Your Heart? Game went on Change Your Heart, and Game wanted to stay with the chick, but the chick was like, I gotta change your heart. You know, so she didn't stay with him. And so a lot of people clown Game behind that. You know, a lot of people diss Game behind that. I mean, it is what it is. But why I'm clapping back is, one, Game has been trying to make his ever since the 50 Cent beef and all of that kind of fell off. Of course, they cool now. But Game has always been trying to come up off somebody else's name. Like, he's been trying to diss Jay. He's tried to jump in. He's had beef with the Loons. He's had beef with Razzcast. You know, I mean, he's come at some pretty heavy hitters, you know. But my thing is, stop trying to come up off everybody else. Stop trying to make your name off everybody else. You the Game. Be the Game. Be the Game. I understand that, you know, hip-hop was built on dissing and all that, but the thing is, nobody's going to give you a second look because where you at? You know what I'm saying? Where, like, honestly, can anybody tell me, you know, Game ain't Jay-Z. You know what I mean? When Game came at Jay-Z, Jay was like, I'm not going to come out with a diss. You know, Game went actually on a radio station and said, yo, anybody out there, if you can give me any information about Jay-Z, personal information, I'll give you some money. That's how bad he was. But it was a ploy to, you know, because he's, of course, right now, Game just dropped a new album. And a lot of people don't know that. You know what I'm saying? So what better way to bring light to my album and to me than to come out dissing some cats? And it seems like every time he drops an album, this is what he does. So, like, he was begging people, give me something about Jay. Like, he had this Jay, he had this Beyonce and everything. And Jay-Z said, I'm not even going to entertain it for the simple fact, look where he at and look where I'm at. It doesn't mean no good to this. Now, when Jay came at Nas, that was a different thing because he was like, that's Nas. You see what I'm saying? Like, Nas, he felt was respectable and on the level. He had to come at Nas. But he was like, Game is corny. He was like, no need for me to come at him. Game probably won't even be around. You know, he's fighting to stay relevant. You know, hence the fact that he did a little, the little reality, Married to the Game or Getting the Game or whatever the dating show was, you know what I mean, Dating the Game. So this tells you that, like, this brother's starving for attention right now. He's starving to stay relevant. You know, and I'm not even a Meek Mills fan. Let me say this. I actually like the Game. I think Game is nice. I think he does a lot of name dropping, but I think it's corny that you're trying to make your come up off of somebody else. Just make your music, dude. Make your music. Shut the hell up. And if it's received, it's received. And if it ain't, it ain't. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is.
Scooter, did you see, it was kind of about a month ago, but I think that I had talked about it with you, or you had seen it too. Down in Los Angeles, Game and Snoop Dogg had come together for a protest, a silent, peaceful protest. Did you see this? And they met up with the city council meeting, police force, something like that. So that's the last time I've seen him, and first time in a long time. But shout out to that for the positive effort for attention.
Right, but then at the same time, like, here you come with this little positive little effort, and then in the same breath, you turn back around, and now you're trying to diss the cat. Like, you want to fight.
Right. Now, like, go for air, and then go back down and put the bullshit.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Okay, let's piece it up. Okay, now I want to fight. Like, come on, man. Like, pick a side. That's how I got to say
the game.
Pick a side. What you trying to do, man? Are you trying to be a positive figure or a role model, or are you just trying to be
in the game?
Game
needs to sit down and think about it for a little while. You know, sometimes you need a timeout and just think about it. Just shut
game
up.
Game needs a hug, a role model, something, man.
Right.
He needs to calm down. So I had to bring that up.
Down,
so that's my
out.
First clap back. I had to clap back on that. Here's a clap back. I wasn't going to bring it up, but I got to just because I wouldn't be me if I didn't. So I was talking to some ladies a while back, and these ladies had said to me, you know, they were like, I was saying, like, we were talking about being ashy. And the ladies was like, yeah, I don't care if a dude is ashy. As long as he smell good and got a nice smile, he cool. I mean, I was like, yo, I ain't never heard that. I never, ever,
but what
ever,
did she
ever,
look
ever,
like?
Ever heard that. I mean, real talk, they was attractive women. Let me say this. They was attractive women. One was okay. The other one was I would say, super bad. She was a 10 all day. And they both was like, yo.
Okay, then that's my clap back. I need ladies to love themselves and quit thinking that they're just not capable, so they're willing to take, I'll take a smile and they smell good.
Yeah. My thing was, I never
Lady,
heard it.
Please
I,
stop.
I've never heard I'm cool with a dude being ashy. And so I was like,
you just witnessed low self-esteem. That's what you witnessed.
I think they were lying. I think they were just trying to argue for the sake of argument because they was trying to act like they wasn't petty chicks. That's what it was. They was trying to act like they not really
petty.
About
that's nothing. Not petty. That's
you know,
take care of your hygiene.
Right. Like,
for
come
me,
on, if you see an ashy
perspective.
Dude, if you see an ashy dude, you definitely going to assume that he's not clean. You know what I mean?
Well,
you're not thinking
a whole lot of hygiene. I don't know. So you just made me see a flag. I shouldn't have seen that.
You know, so what
I'm wondering about
you. Know, in true Scooter fashion, what I did was I made a rant about it. I did a 2-part rant about being ashy. If y'all want to check it out, y'all can go to my page, soapboxscooter.wordpress.com, or you can go on YouTube and look Soapbox Scooter and go to my YouTube page and look it up there. But definitely check it out. Comment. Let me know what you think. Because, again, I had to do this video on ashy. But let me say this. No way in the world, I don't believe any woman is accepting an ashy dude. You know, straight up. I don't care what color you are. You're not accepting an ashy dude. If you're a white chick dating a black guy, I don't know. You should know about ashy. If you're dating black dudes, you know about brothers getting ashy.
All skin gets dry. Understand that. You may not see it because of pigment, but all skin gets dry.
Yeah.
So it's a pigment.
Yeah, but understand, that's what you're talking about, the sight of. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen a white ashy dude. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen it. But I'm saying,
you don't
want to
be that close.
Yeah, I don't. But there's some things that you shouldn't be. Like, you shouldn't be white and ashy because
right.
I can't see it, so I shouldn't see it. Light-skinned dudes shouldn't be ashy. Puerto Rican dudes shouldn't be ashy. Now, as you start to get darker, that's when ashy really makes a difference because, yo, if you're a dark cat and you ashy, the world sees it. I got a chick I work with that's always ashy. It looks like she comes in with white socks on. That's how ashy she, her ankles from the ankle down, her whole foot be ashy. She always got her feet out, but they be ashy. I'm talking ashy, like the skin cracking, like.
Okay, so yeah, you should be really questioning, gentlemen. You should quit looking at the butt and the cute face. Just a good glance over at all parts.
Yes.
Because
let me
that's
tell
be
you,
a reflection
if,
of some hygiene
if
issues.
You are an ashy woman, and I see ash on you. I'm pointing it out. If I'm hollering at you and we get to the crib and we about to get intimate and I see ash, I'm going to be like, hold up. What's happening? Did you just get out of the pool? Why are you ashy right now? I'm going to need you to go rectify that situation.
Do you need to drink some water? Are you dehydrated?
Yeah. Some lube, baby oil when you get out of the shower. Whatever you got to do, don't be ashy. That's my second clap back on that. I got to let it be known. The ashy is not a good look. Now, as we go forward, there's something. Now, this is kind of a positive clap back, sort of, kind of, not a kind. BBD got a new song. BBD, if y'all don't know, Belle Biv DeVoe got a new song called Run. And I'm not necessarily clapping back in a negative, but I ain't necessarily clapping back. I want to know, do y'all think they're back? If you've heard it or if you've seen it, let me know. Feel free to call in 607-203-5357 because I want to know, do y'all think they're back? What I'll clap back on is when I watch the video. You know, everybody remembers how Mike Bivins and Ronnie used to Ronnie by Ricky Mike Mike Bivins and Ronnie used to rhyme, right? Like they had their whole little their little rhyme down. There was always Mike Bivins and Ronnie rhyming, and Ricky was the singer. You know what I mean? When they broke off into BBD, and so they kind of had like a pop corny style of rhyme because they weren't real MCs. Let's be real. They weren't real MCs. They were just dudes that, you know, they brought that little hip-hop R&B thing together, and it was dope for them. It worked for them. So now when I see the video, these cats is really trying to, like, come off like real MCs, and you can tell in the video that they are. And I was like, that's not the BBD way for me. Like, you know, they always was kind of dancing and smooth and together and, you know, it was, okay, I'm going to drop a rhyme right here because this is where it fits. Like, not, like, it was clear in this video, he's the singer, we're the MCs. And my clap back to that is, stop it. Y'all not MCs. You know, y'all was writers, and they had the ability to rhyme, and I give them that. I will give you that. You had the ability to rhyme, and you was cool with it. Other than that, stop it. You playing yourself. You know what I'm saying? I got to say that. Stop doing it. It was whack. Like, I mean, but the song was catchy. I just didn't like the approach.
I liked
it. So,
I liked the song, and I'm going to say it's been, what has it been, 20 years or something? So if they need to grow and develop a little bit or just trying to hit the market, the bottom line is, what are you doing it for? You need to make some record sales. My opinion, as far as anybody being back, are they back? Nobody's back because we've moved forward in our evolution of the industry. We're out of that time. There's not going to be any big, huge label industry. We discussed this before, unless you're in that Illuminati special, you know, puppets that get all the major global TV time. But it's a whole other industry. However, even these cats from the 90s, some of them are only like the same age as these indies out here still trying to, quote, make it. You know, they're like 35 and stuff. And if it's their passion and you putting into it to give us some good music, I'm a thumbs up, man. I liked it. I wouldn't say they're back, but come on, crank out some more. Just, you know, join in because we're downloading.
Yeah,
We're streaming.
I need to see more from them.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
So that's it. Just go ahead, jump in, you know, do some more. But as far as them being back, I say that across the board. Nobody's coming back. You might give us some more music, you know, which is nice, but I don't think anybody's going to be at that, you know. Those glory days are over with those labels.
Well, the reason I say coming back, well, Mike Bivins always been. A lot of people don't know Mike Bivins actually is one of the super producers that was behind a lot of Puff's music. You know, he's always been in the game producing. He's never really walked away from the game, you know, and him being in the game kept them cats in the game, you know. So I definitely would have to hear maybe one or two singles. Again, I didn't hate it. I just, like I said, they was trying to really be real MCs.
Visuals. You know what I like? The visuals, because they kept it simple, like
they
how they, their industry, they cracked the industry with this stuff in the 90s, this look and this hip-hop fun, colorful thing. So
you know,
I like the concept for the video.
They definitely stay true to themselves on that. I will agree with you on that. They definitely stay true to themselves. They didn't try to, you know.
So it's a question in the boardroom of how do we stay ourselves but be relevant in the 2016 hunger for music? You know, they can't just come out with the same exact stuff.
You keep kicking it. Like, you know, like, well, for example, Jay-Z. Jay-Z is still relevant. And anybody saying Jay ain't the top MC right now is lying, straight up.
I meant the BBD boardroom because taking a break.
Yeah, no, I get it.
So
I'm
how do they do it?
When we're talking music and hip-hop, you saying how do they stay relevant, I'm saying, like, you know, you stay relevant by being you. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, Jay
right. And I just meant them specifically at the boardroom table when they're discussing how they're going to write and what they're going to do with this new hit.
I think, you know, like, they definitely – I like the fact that they definitely came off as them. You know what I mean? It wasn't like the new BBD. You know what I mean?
Like, you know what I like that they look like them. That you weren't like, who is that Ricky?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if they're so bad and bloated and stuff, I like that they still look like themselves.
Yeah, because like when you see Jodeci, them cats look like, man, they look like the dudes that ate the dude that ate Jodeci. You know what I mean? So I give it to them. Like, you can tell that they was in the gym. Like, they was like, yo, we about to make this comeback, or we about to come back with some new music. Let's get together.
Like,
you can tell all these
ain't old,
like,
so, you know, they look,
you know,
like themselves.
Them brothers was like 45 and up. But you could tell that they got in the gym, because Mike Bivens was on Swole. I was like, yo, these brothers really took some time out. They did it right.
Yeah, they actually look better than they did in their 20s, and that's a good effort.
They really did. They really did. I got to give it to them on that one. So, again, we clapping back. This is the clapback episode on The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. And feel free to call in, 607-203-5357. Again, we clapping back at everything. And since we're talking about music, I'm going to play this joint because this is real hip-hop.
Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. But 1-2, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Until the beat comes, says the beat is your shot. Come on.
I met this girl when I was 10 years old. And what I love most, she had so much soul. She was old school, and I was just a shorty. Never knew throughout my life she would be there for me or the regular. Not a church girl, she was secular. Not about the money, though stuff was my checker, but I respected her. She hit me in the heart. A few New York niggas had dinner in the park. But she was there for me, and I was there for her. Pull out a chair for her, turn on the air for her, and just cool out. Cool out and listen to her. Sitting on bone, wishing that I could do eventually if it was meant to be, that it would be cause we related physically and mentally, and she was fun then. I'd be geeked when she come around. Slim was fresh, yo, when she was underground, original, pure, untapping her down, sister. Boy, I tell ya, I miss her.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. 1-2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. But confidence, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. You act, yo, we gotta be the sure shot.
Now, periodically, I would see old girl at the club, sit at the house party. She didn't have a body, but she started getting thick quick. Did a couple of videos and became my first century. Out goes the weed, in goes the braids, bees, medallions. She was on that tip about stopping the violence, about my people she was teaching me. By not preaching to me, but speaking to me in a method that was leisurely, so easily I approach. She dug my rap, that's how we got close. But then she broke to the west coast, and I was cool, cause around the same time I went away to school, and I'm a man dub expanded. So why should I stand in her way? She probably get her money in LA, and she did study. She got big pub, but what was foul? She said that the pro black was going out of style. She said Afrocentricity was of the past. So she got into R&B, hip hop, space, and jazz. Now black music is black music, and it's all good. I wasn't salty, she was with the boys in the hood. Cause I was new for her, she was becoming well-rounded. I thought it was dope how she was on that freestyle shit, just having fun. Not worried about anyone, and you can tell by how her titties hung.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Just the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. 1-2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Until the beat comes, gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Check it, don't check it.
I might have fell tell the bitch that this chick was creative. Once the man got to her, he on to the native. So that if she got an image and a gimmick, then she can make money. And she did it like a dummy. Now I see her in commercials. She's universal. She used to only swing it with the inner city circle. Now she be in the burbs looking rockin', dressed sick. And on some dumb shit when she comes to the city, talking about popping rocks, serving rocks and hitting switches. Now she's a gangster rolling with gangster bitches. Always smoking blunts and getting drunk, telling me sad stories. Now she only fucks with the funk, stressing how hardcore and real she is. She was really the realest before she got in the showbiz. I did her, not just a mistake, I did it, but I'm committed. But so many niggas did it that she's just not the same, letting all these goofies do her. I see niggas swimming her and taking her to the sewer. But I'ma take her back, hoping that this shit stop. Cause who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip hop.
But to the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. The mainframe, yo, they gotta be the short shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. And to the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. The 1-2 consensus is gold to drop. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. I used to love her, 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 I used to love her.
Now, a lot of people don't know, since again, this is a clapback episode, a lot of people don't know that when Common dropped that, that song right there was the reason that Ice Cube ended up having beef and dissing Common. That started the Ice Cube Common beef right there. So when we talk about clapping back, That was the start of a clapback right there. That was definitely him coming at he didn't come at them, but, you know, Ice Cube took offense. And I love, there's an interview, if you ever get a chance, in the Beef series. If y'all not hip, there's a series called Beef that talks about all the different beefs in hip-hop. And in the Beef series, they interview Mac 10. And Mac 10 says, yo, why she had to come, when she got to the West Coast, why she had to be all this and that? Like, yo, he goes off. It was kind of funny just to see him, you know. He was like, yeah, I thought that mess was whack. So he goes in talking about it. So, again, this is the clapback episode. And that's what we're doing. I got to clap back at this. Let me put y'all on to something. I don't know if y'all know this. How many of y'all out there heard the name Malachi Robinson? So there's this dude named Malachi Robinson who faked being a gynecologist for over a year. He's a young dude. He faked it for
the
over
young
a
one,
year.
Yes.
Yes, for over a year. But here's the crazy part. He just escaped prison by faking to be a prison guard.
So, oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Who do we blame there? Who do we blame there? Like, is he that good? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, he is that good, okay? Those are doctorate degrees in penitentiary.
Yes.
The boy is first good. Faked, that boy is bad, as Michael Jackson would say. That boy is bad.
He faked being a guy in college for a year. So there's some chicks running around here probably with some rotten coochies, you know what I'm saying? Because this dude is talking about, yeah, you're good. It's okay. You're safe.
He got his internet degree.
Like, yo, you got, I mean, to fake being a guy in college for a year, you got to be pretty good. Like, he had to know something like, I mean, here's the thing. Y'all remember that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio? Remember that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio where he was, like, taking on those different jobs and becoming these different jobs?
Yeah.
I think the ultimate con artist.
Yes.
Right. So that was actually based off this other dude. They had this guy on I Almost Got Away With It, and they was talking about how, and I said, man, you really got to be an intelligent person to fake being a doctor or a lawyer. And to be able to do it for a year, I mean, why not just become a real doctor? You know what I'm saying? Like, if
well,
you're good enough,
well, there's more
doctor.
To it because they have a sense of entitlement and get over. Because it would take 8-10 years to do that. Why? He's young. You say he don't want to wait. He wants to live the life of a doctor. He wanted to look at coochies. This is what he wanted to do. So because they have ways about themselves that are real evil in society, that the masses, you know, we all have an internal sense of right and wrong and this and that. These people don't.
Yeah.
So it's easy to get over. It's easy to manipulate. It's easy. They look you in your eye. They're sociopaths, psychopaths.
Yeah.
But they look you in your eyes and manipulate, make you doubt.
Yeah.
They're just totally manipulating you with their mouthpiece.
You know, I couldn't believe that.
That boy is bad.
This dude actually faked being a gynecologist for a year.
And if you lock me up, I'm going to fake being an officer and get my own walk out.
And then he faked being a security guard, a officer, and got out of jail. So now he's running the streets. What's he going to be next? That's what I want
to know. Don't come after me or I'm going to become the mayor.
You know, so I had to clap back at that. I had to clap back because that's just amazing.
Wow.
And also, you got to clap back at our prison system because as much as they throwing brothers in prison, like, how did he just slide by everybody? You know
they're
what
just
saying?
A
like,
mess in there.
Right
they're a mess.
By. Like, yo, I can't believe this is bananas, man. Yo. So, again, this is the Clapback episode. Feel free to call in 607-203-5357. We are clapping back. Lala, you got any clapbacks, man? Got anything else?
Man, no, it's just, you know, listening to you. My only clapback this morning, I'm just going to keep it real because I'm only on my second cup of coffee. This adult's not getting their shit together, man.
Okay, so,
it's a struggle. It's a struggle. I had my truck towed 2 times this week. But I got a Firestone card, and I pay my bills, and I got this. And so I'm thinking about others who will give me that. I don't have my license. I can't do it.
Right.
They're so stuck. It's a clap back, like, get your shit together, man, because I want to be your friend. Shit.
Here's a clap back I got to. This is a clap back to school parents. This is a clap back to school parents. I want y'all to listen to this. There's a woman, she just recently became, like, internet famous. Her name is Patrice Brown. She's an Atlanta school teacher. And let me say this, she's hot. She's hot to death. If teachers look like that when I was in school, man, I'm telling you, I can think of my life.
Rock band in the 80s had a hot something song. I forget who they were. Which one was it? Like,
I'm telling you, this chick, she's a school teacher, and she's super hot, right? She's in Atlanta, and she's fine. So parents are complaining about her dress code. Now, mind you, I've seen some
of her
pictures.
They're hating on the sweater dress.
I've seen some of her pictures. First off, here's what you got to understand, parents, people, the world. You can't hide a good body. There's nothing you can do. The chick got big chest. She got a big butt and a small waist. There's nothing you can do to hide this. You know what I'm saying? You could put
well,
on,
she
put
a
put on a sheet. She's a trash bag. She's poking out. You know what I'm saying? And now they're just dogging her out. They're dogging her out of her dress code. And this is in Atlanta. And she's a school teacher. She's minding her business. So what does she
seems not? To me those boys should be getting A's. I don't know why people are complaining.
They're complaining. You know, here's my thing. If she was sleeping with one of the students, then I could see you having an issue.
Right.
She's not doing
right.
any of that. She's out here minding her business. Teaching the class, and they're complaining. So guess what? Atlanta just lost a good teacher about 3 days ago because she just posted on Facebook. Of course, you know, I friended her because I was like, yo, she's hot. I'm going to keep it funky with y'all. She was hot. I friended her. So,
you're like, I want to see all her outfits.
Yeah, for real. I'm saying, I'm a fan from far away. So she, you know, maybe I need to get some tutor lessons. I don't know. But what happened is, so she posted on Facebook like, yo, I got fired 2 days ago. They fired her behind this. You know, and I'm like, that's crazy. So, of course, I know she's going to have she's about to come up because that's a crazy lawsuit. I know she's going to hit him with it. You know what I mean? So she's about to come up off of that. I don't care what nobody say. But it was crazy to me that you're going to fire the chick because people are complaining about her dress code and her look. Are you serious? Let me say this, man. And true la-la fashion, let me say this. Get your shit together, people. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Like, come on, man. Come on. Don't. And now, but she said, you know what? I'm moving to L.A. I bet you are, because ever since she done got media famous, I read an article about it. So once she got media famous, every rapper and their mom has been hitting her up. So she's like, I'm moving to L.A. I bet you are.
This is what I thought she was going to say. I'm listening. This is what I thought she was going to say, because I've seen this on the Internet, that it was probably just a joke that she had got fired, but it was a come up for her because Floyd Mayweather contacted her and hired her for private tutoring.
Oh, yeah, no, that was a joke. That was a joke, but it was
right, because he can't read, right?
Because he can't read, yeah. They said, that was a joke. That was because I actually went into that
article,
too, and I was like, but that's the thing. Because real talk, y'all find her. She's about to come up. Guaranteed next time you see her, she's going to be on the arm of somebody. And she's hot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
That's how it goes for all haters. Hate on somebody, and that hate's going to elevate them somewhere. Go ahead.
You know, quickly. And it kills me that your students just lost a good teacher because you came out of dress code. Probably some parent who can't wear the outfit she's wearing, who can't look the way she looks in her outfits. You know, some angry parent mad. Oh my God, she's wearing that tight dress. So what? How about you hit the gym and then you could look like that too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely clapping back at y'all whack parents out there in Atlanta, man. Y'all just lost one. You know what I mean? And LA, y'all just came up. You know what I mean? Because wherever she goes, she's going to blow up because she's hot like that. You know what I mean? So
they know she got done wrong. Everybody knows she got done wrong. That makes people want to help you.
Exactly. I want to go back to the Malachi Robinson thing, though. Real quick. To the women, how do you feel if that dude he was your fake gynecologist? I want to know.
The first thing I'm feeling is I want to sue the state that gave him his license. That's the first thing.
But see, he was a fake gynecologist. He never had a license. He's been faking it the whole time.
Oh, you're right. So then I want to sue the whoever at the hospital. The top person in human resources hires them. I'm suing them, and they're probably a county hospital.
Yes, the internet is something fierce, dude. You can get anything off the internet. He probably printed up documents and some more stuff talking about that.
Ourselves every day with the internet, and we don't go see the doctor because there's a lot of good information from medical journals available online.
I got a couple visitors in the building. I got Papa Smurf in the building.
Hey.
What's up, Wes?
My man Slim. This clapback episode. So because I got these fellas in the building, I want to bring this up, especially for Pop Smurf. So there's a dude, if y'all not hip, I'm going to put you on, Bruce Miller. Bruce Miller is formerly one of the San Francisco 49ers. Now, here's the story. So what happened was Bruce Miller, and I got it right here, so I'm going to put you. According to police, he was at this bar. He had been drinking. He had came to the bar 2-3 times that night. And then around 2:40 a.m. in the morning, on a Monday morning, he's crazy intoxicated. He's drunk. Walks up into he stays at a hotel. So he goes into the Marriott and goes into this other dude's room, bangs on the door, whatever, and ends up beating up this old man, a 70-year-old man, and his son. So if he's 70, the son had to be 50. And this dude, Bruce Miller, goes in and beats him up, right? So he beats up both of them really bad. So, of course, San Francisco 49ers.
Wait, because 49ers, he thinks they're intruding in his room?
Because he's drunk. I don't even know what he thought. Like, they never went in.
He thinks he's in his own room and they're in his room.
Right. So he's drunk. So he beats these two guys up. Of course, San Francisco 49ers, they drop him instantly. But here's my thing to the people of San Francisco. They were quick to burn Kaepernick's jersey for not standing at the for the flag.
For using his American rights to protest quietly.
What are you doing to Bruce Miller's jersey? This is what I want to know, San Francisco 49ers haters. What are you doing to Bruce Miller's jersey? This dude just beat up an old man and his old son. And you know what I'm saying? And what
two
are you
elders.
Doing? Two elders. He beat him up, viciously beat him up. You know?
He's a big man.
But I don't see no. It's funny to me how nobody is in an uproar about this. Nobody's burning Bruce Miller jerseys. You know, huh?
I didn't even know until you talking about it. I didn't hear about it.
Right, but I'm saying, but the people in San Francisco know. You dig? They know.
Right, but if they made a big deal like they did over, I would have known about it.
Exactly. So I'm just like, come on, man. So here's what I got.
Here, this is what it is, because they were hating, and when they get something happens that would obviously prove that what their effort, you know what I mean, like prove them to be overreacting, so they don't want to bring that to the light, the comparison. They'd rather let it die out.
I don't even think it's that. People just love to, this is a white dude. Let me keep it funky. He's a white dude. He's just wrong. Had he been a brother, and I'm keeping it funky all the way, 100, if he was a brother, I guarantee Captain San Fran would be like, oh, my God, it would be an uproar.
Right.
You know, that's why they come in at college.
49er disrespecting.
Right. How dare he beat up an old man? But because it's this dude, it's okay. So here's what I got to say there. Here's my clap song for that. You know what I'm saying? I got to let y'all know.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Right.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Licks on these nuts and suck the dick. Get the fuck out of the yacht.
Kaepernick thing, right, and how it went down. But what people don't know is it's funny how things get masked. Everybody was talking about what's going on. I actually posted this on my Facebook page, all the things you missed out on because of the Colin Kaepernick thing.
The
like, you know, like
like, yeah, right. So they always gotta put, you know, it's like something comes as flop. You know what I'm saying? They always gotta put something. Everybody's on this Colin Kaepernick thing, and they hide in the whole, like the whole China Korea beef right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are the things. It's almost like they wanna distract you from what's going on in the world for real. You know what I mean? And that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
You know. So we doing the class. In comes in. I have to introduce. Bruce Wayne walked in the building, and the Jedi Master, he ain't been in a while. You know what I'm saying?
What
so
happened?
We doing a clapback episode, fellas, and just talking about everything crazy in the world. Just to give you all a recap, we talked about the man, y'all hip to the dude, the gynecologist. He faked to be a gynecologist for a year. So this brother, Malachi Robinson, faked being a young dude, faked being a gynecologist for a year, right? So he gets arrested, goes to jail. He faked being a prison guard and got out. He escaped. So I just want, anything y'all want to clap at? You know what I'm saying? Anything in the news, anything in the world that y'all want to clap at? You know, I'm just sitting here running it down the list, you know, of all these crazy things. We just had them talking about the Colin Kaepernick situation and how the Bruce Miller dude from San Francisco beat up the dude. Nobody's burning his jersey. You know what I mean? But everybody's down with wants to burn Colin Kaepernick. The Bruce Miller San Francisco 49er dude that beat up the old man and his son. The old man was 70, so his son had to be like 50. You know what I'm saying? So he technically beat up two old men. You know what I mean? And now everybody's like, oh, well, that just happened in life. Poor life. You gotta live with it. You gotta just deal with it.
No.
You know, there's so much going on, man. Let me say this. Here's something. I don't know how everybody feels about the election, and I really don't care. Let me say that. I really don't care. But I'm tired of hearing about it. I really am. I'm trying, you know, we got two of the corniest cats running for office right now. You know what I mean?
Unbelievable.
Trump and Hillary. I mean, do it matter which way we go? You know what I mean? The world going to hell in a handbasket.
Right?
Let me just say that, man. Like I don't.
You know what? Truth is, this is time to get your Bible out because it is such an unbelievable joke. It's such a small word to explain how I'm feeling, but
yo,
it's unbelievable. Our
election runs the country, dude. This is just proof. You know, These cats are figureheads. I'm clapping back. You don't believe me? Feel free to call in 607-203-5357. Again, this is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com with my lovely co-host Lala, and I am your host, so Bob Suter. You know, and we just, like I said, we just running it because it's crazy to me how, like, if you got money, you could just run. You know what I mean? Like, really, you got money, you just get up in there. Let me get up in there and just do this. You know?
When I'm going to clap back on that, then other people with money should have just jumped in because I can't believe we ended up with these two.
Hey, I'll say Oprah's going to run for president next time. Watch. Oprah's going to run for president.
We got a lot of people for not jumping in.
We got a famous person, you know. We got a famous person. You know, it's just like, yo, I'm telling you, the next election is going to be Oprah and Arnold Schwarzenegger running against each other. Watch.
Man, get some sponsors. Let it be Scooter, Soapbox Scooter for president. May as well.
You know, for real, man. You know, can we make this happen? You know, because I'm tired of seeing all these
where's
little,
our councilman? Let's get this going.
For real. You know, we really got to watch what's going on in the world, people. Because, again, like Lala said, these distractions, and they're put in place so you don't take time to think about what's really going on, man. Like, that's real talk. You know, it's so much going on. Like, a lot of people not even hip to Korea and China thing right now. You know, or like I just seen where the Philly joint. You know, there was an gunman kills one, hurts two officers, and a whole Philly rampage. That's crazy. You know, it's going down on my cities. Philly just had a situation. Jersey just had a bomb explode at the shore. You know, there's a lot going on. But we don't see these things because we're so busy caught up in Colin Kaepernick.
Petty,
and the
petty shit.
Thing.
It's petty.
Right. So we definitely got to pay attention, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot going on. Like I said, when I break down this music, this is why we are clapping back. Let me play it again.
Yeah. All my gangsta niggas is in the building on this one. You know.
I'll hear that one time, you know, because, again, it's going down. Would you agree, Lala?
It is.
It is. It is.
And people need to clap back. Speak up. You need to speak up
speak
about
up.
It.
Yes. Again,
you don't got to be the stoop, but somewhere.
You know, like I said, I was bugging about the whole school teacher thing. I was bugging about that whole school teacher thing. You know, but I.
But we need good educators.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she is hot. Michael Jackson, she is banging.
Hey, Michael Jackson, I'm not gynecologist. He's bad.
What if the Malachi guy was the gynecologist for the school teacher?
If she moves to LA, it could happen.
Yeah, he was a lucky guy if he was. But again, like I said, there's a lot going on in the world, man, and we got to pay attention because a lot of the stuff is fluff. A lot of the times they're going to try to pull the wool over your eyes so you don't see it. Pay attention to the world, people. See what's going on out there, and definitely see. You know, pay attention. That's all I can say, man. As
being
normal,
locally.
Yes. Say it one more time.
Energy flows where attention goes.
That's right. That's
right.
Right. Better open your eyes, people, man. Yo, it's something going
word.
On behind the scenes, and if you ain't paying attention, you will get got. In true stoop fashion, we're going to end with music as usual. Catch us next week, same bad time, same bad channel. La-La, anything else?
No, man, y'all have a good week.
Yeah. Rest in peace again to my man from the Force MDs, man. That's a sad loss right
Salute.
There, because that's one of my favorite R&B groups. And again, pay attention. Listen up, man. You can catch us talking and rambling on, but real talk is always a message, and the message is this, man. Pay attention. Open your eyes, man. Don't be blind to what's going on. So I'm going to play two joints. One, because we're clapping back. This is an EST disc right here. I clap back on that. And the other one is going to be a clap back to the power that be, man. Y'all enjoy y'all Saturday, and this is The Stoop. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, on blogtalkradio.com, man. Let's get it.
Said, man, I heard that this dope album coming out. You know what, man? I heard that too. I think it's called I Gotta Have It.
Yeah,
like
that is good. You're right.
That is. That's, yeah. I knew that's what it was.
Yo, what's
man,
up?
What's up, man? Yo, that's my new video, Glamorous Life, man.
Stop it, man.
Yeah.
Man. Yo, buddy, this is like a signature, man.
Yo,
man.
Man. Yo, how a dope girl in here, man.
I bet you like a monkey.
Man, she's bad as all
what?
Yo, she got an AMG Jaguar car.
Yeah.
Yo, I even dipped somebody in here, man.
Yo,
what's up,
I don't think you believe me.
You don't believe me, man?
No.
Okay, running on down.
When she's in the glamorous life.
Lord, I had all the luxuries in life. When I was with that nut EST, he didn't give me nothing. It's like my mom used to say,
pick up the shoes, what we got. Get what we want. Pick what we got. Get what we want.
Yeah, girls like you, Michelle, it's hard to find. That's why I had to make you my wife, so you can live the glamorous life.
that beat.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy.